Number 12,050, Stephanie Adams, is seeking a variance from side and rear setbacks, sections 115-34 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of First Street, approximately 595 feet east of Bald Eagle Road. The 911 address is 37448 First Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 19.16, parcel 13. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. And specifically, the applicant is requesting a 3.8-foot variance from the side yard for a freestanding shed, for an existing shed, a 1-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard for another existing shed, 4.7-foot variance for a shed, and let's see, something for a cover. And a 0-foot variance for a cover. So it's a, they want to right to the property line for the side.
Okay.
Good morning. Good evening. My name is Hal Dukes from the law firm of Tunnel and Razor. My client, Stephanie Adams, purchased this property a number of months ago. She purchased it from an elder couple, and he wasn't at closing because basically his faculties were limited and couldn't explain what's going on. Apologize for my voice. Ms. Adams discovered that there are sheds in the backyard that have a problem because of the setbacks that she just discussed. This is in a development called Bay Vista, and Bay Vista is probably the one development in the county that has more violations than any other development in the county. It started in 1952. And the reason why these issues exist is because there was no septic or sewer in those days. All the septic systems were in the front yards, and everybody did their wells in the backyards. So when you built your house, you couldn't do anything but build in the backyard into the setbacks. Virtually every single unit along there has buildings up to the setback line. Other issue is that without this violation, these structures couldn't even be constructed. It's just the way that development was in those days. It wasn't created by my client, Stephanie. It was created by former owners years ago. And she's concerned, so she took it upon herself to go ahead and make this application. In the course of events, she's gone around the neighborhood, and she's got a series of letters in favor of her request to help Jennifer. What we've done is we've made all the letters virtually the same, so you don't have to read every one of them. You don't have to read one. You can take it over there to her. Stephanie's made it clear that she has no intention of enhancing this at all. She just wants to keep what she has because her house is small, and to be honest with you, the structures themselves are necessary in order for her to use the house the way she wants to use it. Stephanie, she probably tells, is a very active young lady. She does windsurfing and paddle boarding and all the things that you guys are welcome to come to her house and try out someday. In any case, I'll let Stephanie go ahead and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, Stephanie Adams, 37448 First Street, Vegas.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Stephanie's got some pictures here that she'd like to show you to give you an idea of what's going on.
I essentially submitted pictures that show you a front view of the house off the road to the right and to the left. And then pictures that start on one side of the backyard showing neighbors to the side, behind, and around to the other side as well. So I, as Hal mentioned, I bought the house on September 1st. This came to my attention late, just before settlement, so some decisions had to be made quickly. And I decided to follow through because people were moving to an assisted living facility, and I wanted to make sure that we settled on the house in a timely manner. So I'm here tonight just hoping that I can just retain what it is that exists in that back area. It really is helpful in having the storage back there. And it's one of the reasons that I really was attracted to the house, I have to be honest. But it's been a great experience for me. I've only been there 2 months. I've probably met more people in my neighborhood than I have anywhere I've ever lived. And everybody's very friendly and very supportive. Any voice that they were surprised that there actually weren't party variances in place for this. So.
Is there a fence behind your house?
So I'm not really certain because where the sheds are, I can see a fence behind it, but I don't know if I own it or if it's a neighbor's.
It belongs. There's a building right up next to her other sheds because the neighbors have done the same thing she's done.
Yeah. And nobody really seems to know who owns what fences because we've been asking.
Look, there's a fence in between. I know.
Have you had it surveyed?
Yes. I did have a survey when I was buying the house.
It's on our pack.
Yeah, you should, and it's attached to all the letters as well.
It's attached to the letters.
The same thing would be able to tell letters are not somebody else's.
Just to note that Ms. Adams did provide 11 letters of support.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I think there's 10, sorry. Oh. I just want to make sure I'm saying accurately. I believe there's 10 letters that were signed, but I spoke to many more neighbors as well.
All right. Let's see if we have any questions. I'm going to start down here with you, Mr. Mills. Let's see if we have any questions.
The on the survey, it shows a cover. Is that just a roof supported by some poles, maybe?
Posts.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're 6 inch, but just like 4x4 or 6x6.
So like a carport.
Kind of, yeah, but it's not that deep, I don't think.
Okay.
Almost like a lean-to.
Except it doesn't lean onto anything, so it doesn't
lean up against the shed or anything.
One of the shed doors is under it.
Okay.
On the one side, so I think it's really just supported by the.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't have any questions.
No questions.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
No questions. Okay, Mr. Sharp.
I don't think I do, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, certainly when everything's back-to-back in the development, it creates a unique situation. And since the applicant bought the property as is, and it wasn't created by her, I think it would be difficult to develop the property in strict conformity. I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We didn't hear testimony that it has altered the essential character of the neighborhood or been detrimental to public welfare or those kinds of things. I think it's a minimum to afford relief. And I make a motion we approve case number 12,050.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Mears, that we approve case number 12,050. All those in favor of the motion?
Mr. Workman? Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,050 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, folks, very much.
Yes, sir.